French Secretary of State would consider asylum for Julian Assange. By Joshua Kaplan on April 12, 2019. The government of France said Friday that it may be open to granting political asylum to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who was arrested at Ecuador's embassy in London on U.S. hacking charges Thursday. In an interview with local radio, France's Secretary of State for European Affairs, Amélie de Montchalin, said we should listen to what Assange wants to do as the EU has measures to protect whistleblowers, but noted, we don't offer asylum to someone who's not asking for it. De Montchalin's remarks come as Juan Branco, an attorney for Assange, is urging French President Emmanuel Macron to appeal to authorities to block the WikiLeaks founders extradited to the U.S. Branco suggested Macron should take this man under our protection, noting that the 47-year-old Australian native has a child in France. Macron has yet to comment publicly on the matter. The Department of Justice charged Assange with taking part in a computer hacking conspiracy, accusing him of scheming with Chelsea Manning, a former army intelligence analyst, to break a password for a classified government computer. The single charge of computer intrusion conspiracy carries up to 5 years in prison, though the Justice Department can add additional charges depending on the evidence it gathers. Manning was ordered jailed last month for refusing to testify before a grand jury in Alexandria, Virginia, suggesting that prosecutors are still at work. The battle between Assange and the U.S. government was always going to be epic, involving concepts like free speech, journalists' rights, national interests, even treason. As Assange settled into his first night in British custody, his allies and enemies alike are gearing up for what promises to be a long, dogged legal slog, not only over his possible extradition to the U.S. but over how courts should view his actions. Assange has been fighting this battle for much of the past decade. The struggle has taken him through a mansion arrest in the English countryside, a dramatic escape into the Ecuadorian embassy in London, a multi-million pound UK police siege of the embassy that has strained government coffers, and even a bizarre attempt to turn him into a Moscow-based diplomat. The Associated Press contributed to this report.